Gregory Fitzgerald is currently behind bars, convicted of the first-degree murder of his wife, Amy. Fitzgerald is one of almost 500 Vermont prisoners being housed outside the state in private prisons. And he wants to hear more about gubernatorial candidate Emily Payton on VPR. At least that's what it says on the pre-written postcard he and 16 other inmates mailed to VPR from prison in Kentucky. Payton says she has been in touch with at least one of the inmates, Victor Hall.
Who believes he was innocent and yet railroaded into a conviction.
And part of Payton's platform is her contention that too many people are wrongfully convicted in the state.
There's numbers of Vermonters who are incarcerated through an overzealous prison industrial complex industry.
Payton says there are people who need to be in prison to keep Vermont safe, but says the state's judicial system is stacked against suspects. She says inmate Hall got in touch with her to share his concerns that he was unfairly convicted. He shared some case details with her, and she mailed him a bundle of the postcards. Evidently, Hall shared the cards with fellow inmates who signed and sent them. Payton says she's preparing cards to have supporters sent to other media organizations as well. She says she's not sure if Hall or any of the inmates who sent the cards were wrongly convicted, but says the judicial system is broken.
I don't know how to tell, but I do know that I have heard and have learned of many people who were abused and who took abuse by the criminal justice industry and who took plea deals because they were intimidated.
Payton didn't provide any details or specifics on the abuses she was talking about, and she said she was open to suggestions on how to fix them. But her advocacy for the state's prison population could help her at the polls because Vermont is one of two states in the country where incarcerated residents can vote. According to Will Senning, the director of elections for the Secretary of State's office, voters must be a resident of the town in which they register to vote.
And there's a provision in the Vermont statute that clearly states that a person shall not gain or lose residence solely by reason of, and it presents a number of different reasons, one of which is being confined in a prison or correctional institution.
Payton is the only Republican who has announced to run for governor, though the state Republican Party has said it will not support or endorse her candidacy. Here's Party Chairman Dave Sunderland.
The Vermont Republican Party will not be supporting or promoting Ms. Payton's campaign. Obviously, in Vermont, we have open primaries, and anybody can enter any primary based on their own decision solely.
The filing deadline for candidates is June 12th, and Republicans are hoping to have a candidate they can endorse by then. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.